Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, here we go again. Weekend is over. And sadly, it's Monday.
Why so down?
Why are you so down?
Why are you so down? What's up?
Mondays.
I suck.
Suck, 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 suck.
Mondays suck.
Yeah, no Sherlock.
But. Tired, wait for no man.
Time waits for no man and all that.
Gotta get back to work.
I gotta get back to work.
Hit it.
Here we go, getting underway, the TGIM edition. With yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Thank you. Great to have you along. Hope you had a good weekend. Much-needed rain yesterday. I know everybody's yard appreciated that and all the golf courses as well. Here we go, getting off and running for Monday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Well, some interesting things in the media today. First of all, the Daily Mail ran a story, which is now on the front page of Drudge. Have you ever seen the movie that was out a couple of years ago, Kingsman, with Colin Firth? It's about a bunch of guys who are an independent spy agency. And there's one scene where the bad guy, there's always a villain in these films, of course, the villain takes over the central nervous system of the spy. And he's in this church, and the villain has some kind of a neural implant that he puts in people, and that causes him to go violently berserk and start killing everyone in sight, which Colin Firth does in the Kingsman movie. Well, somebody thought it would be amusing, and who's to say they were wrong, to take that scene, the church massacre scene from Kingsman, the Secret Service movie, and superimpose Donald Trump's face on the actor Colin Firth, the guy who was doing all the slaughter in this church. And since we're going to go that far, let's put the faces of Trump's enemies, media, other politicians, George Soros, let's put their faces on the people being slaughtered. Well, as you might imagine, the uber libs, their sensitivities have been triggered. They're seeking their safe spaces. The video, I'm not sure if anybody knows, some Trump supporter put this thing together. The video was screened, apparently, at an event staged by the conservative group American Priority at Doral. The former Doral golf course, now Trump National Doral in Miami, last week. As I said, it's an edited version of the church massacre scene from the 2014 dark comedy film Kingsman, The Secret Service. And it shows President Trump's head superimposed on Firth's body as he shoots and stabs parishioners in the Church of Fake News. You got to admit, conceptually, it's funny. The parishioners, that is, those being massacred, include members of the fake news media, as well as former President Barack Hussein Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary, Maxine Waters, Senator Mitt Romney, BSNBC anchor Mika Brzezinski, Rosie O'Donnell, Kathy Griffin, and George Soros. Okay. And somebody was showing it there. I'm sure hilarity ensued. And, you know, it's fascinating that now the lefties all have their panties in a wad because of this horrific slaughter scene, which is done as satire. All right. Wasn't it Adam Bullschiff who, when he lied about what President Trump said in his phone conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine, said, well, that was merely satire. Well, Adam, this is merely satire as well. And by the way, before those of the regressives on the left get all snowflakey triggered, did anybody on the right ever make a movie, the assassination of Barack Hussein Obama, as the left did make a movie, the assassination of George W. Bush? No, would be the answer. And look, if they're going to contend that this is going to incentivize somebody to take this to the next level and actually perform these acts on the individuals in this movie, then I would suggest it's merely yet another vehicle for them to be able to attack Donald Trump. It just happens to be funnier than most. But you can imagine they're in, and everybody's running around apologizing. Let's see if we have a few of the apologies in here. Jonathan Carl, president of the White House Correspondents Association. The WHCA is horrified, I say, by a video reportedly shown over the weekend at a political conference organized by the president's supporters at Doral. All Americans should condemn this depiction of violence directed towards journalists and the president's political opponents. We previously told the president his rhetoric could incite violence. See where they're going here? The president didn't, none of his rhetoric inspired these guys to do this video. And wasn't it, again, the saintly Barack Hussein Obama who famously said, get out there and get in their faces? They bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun? That's not violent, that's not rhetoric that's going to incite violence? But, of course, these guys on the left are the world's biggest hypocrites. Jonathan Carl continues, now we call on him and everybody associated with this conference to denounce this video and affirm that violence has no place in our society, except, of course, from the left-inspired shooters that the media turns right around and immediately likes to castigate as being right-wing extremists. Look at the case of the investigative reporter at ABC when the Batman shooter did his deed at that movie and out west. He immediately, this guy's a member of some right-wing organization. Had the wrong guy. Totally different person than the shooter. Did he bother to run it down? No, go with the story. And once again, as the old saying goes, you know, a lie is halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on. Not that these people ever bother to do a retraction, even when they're called out on it. They may enter a revised version of the story, updated explanation, but apologize? Don't hold your breath for that to happen. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show. So, you know, once again, tempest in a teapot. Meantime, the real issues, the corrupt Biden family, I got a bunch more on that coming up today, and plenty more here on the Monday edition. We go to the phones as well for the first time here in the opening minutes of the program when I come right back here on Monday on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Excellent.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Yeah, that's funny. Moneypenny and I have posed this question also. Bobby, is that Lindsey Graham doing that Davis Services ad? really? I mean, the guy does, God love him, he does sound like Lindsey. Bobby, if only flaming liberals were literal, watch that set their hair on fire. And again, if only. Bobby, you mean denounce violence like they do when Soros-supported groups like Antifa attack peaceful people? Sorry, hadn't heard that one yet. Bobby Mack, so the left is outraged by a cartoon, but nearly 900 babies are aborted every day, and that's okay. Bob, could you please repeat the keyword for this hour? Thank you. Love your show. Appreciate that. Love you right back. Mean it. Dress is the keyword for this hour. Dress. Text it to 72881. Okay. Bobby, that type of gallows humor was in very poor taste. My favorite kind. yeah, mine too. Yep, that catches me up. Allows me to go to the phones and our leadoff batter here on Monday. That is Gene, who is in Greenville. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Well, yeah, have a happy Columbus Day. I'm glad to be one of Columbus's descendants.
Yeah, there you go. And and also, because we must be woke, Gene, it's also Indigenous Peoples Day.
Who?
Yeah.
Well, you know, as one of my great aunts would say, if it wasn't for Columbus, these people would still be climbing trees and eating their babies.
Oh,
that's beside the point. I'll go on with this discussion here.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. I call with respect to the conduct of the these committees of inquiry for impeachment. They're closed door. They're excluding Republican participation. We know nothing about the testimonies.
Yep.
The names of some of the witnesses are haven't brought out to us. I'd like for, now that Trey Gowdy, I understand, is in D.C., maybe you have a good connection to him. I'm sure you do.
Well, Trey, there's some confusion about that. Trey actually cannot perform a function as an attorney for the White House in the impeachment defense. My understanding is until January.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Sure, that'll work.
We'll do it in January, or better yet, even to talk to Mitch, the turtle, to talk to him about the following: if Adam Schiff is going to commit perjury or suborn perjury with these witnesses,
right,
and exaggerate their testimony, and they are willing to comply as they have, and I don't know how you know the credibility. Very credible. They're all credible.
Oh, of course they are.
Okay. Well, why doesn't Lindsey Graham and Mitch tell the Senate Judiciary Committee, gather up, boys. Every name that goes before Adam Schiff comes before us in a public forum.
Right.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, the next day.
And call their bluff.
Yeah, the next day they should be giving the same testimony that they gave to Adam Bullschiff before a Senate committee. But look, if we're expecting Mumbles McConnell and Gramnesty to actually do something other than provide lip service, I think we're going to be very disappointed.
Well, you know, don't forget, we got our own personal interests here that we're concerned about.
Mumble. Look, I think right-thinking people who have a fair frame of mind, understand this is not a series of congressional committees, whether it's intelligence or judiciary, whatever it means. And by the way, notice that most of this testimony is taking place before the Intelligence Committee, so they can run cover behind it and say, well, it's a threat to national security.
Right.
Sources and methods would be disclosed, blah, blah, blah. Rather than doing it in the Judiciary Committee.
So we'll see. God will have the fun. God will uncover all these things.
Yes, he
will.
It'll
be uncovered.
Yes.
And it's going to backfire on him.
As I was about to say before I distracted myself.
you love yourself that
these,
much. All right.
These are not congressional investigations. These are star chamber proceedings. This is a kangaroo court.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. Good to have you here. Joe is next up, and Joe is in Spartanburg. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
So, question.
Yes, sir.
You said you find it funny about this video.
I think conceptually, I think it is. Yeah, it's a funny idea.
So, I mean, would you be equally amused if the video had someone going into a daycare and shooting babies?
No, you're comparing apples and oranges, Joe.
No. Life is a life. It doesn't matter if it's 3 months old or 30 years old or 50 years old. Life is a life.
Well, were you upset? Were you upset, Joe, when the left did that assassination of George W. Bush film?
You know, you sound like Trump for the last...
Drop dead, Joe. How about that? And if I sound like Trump, I take that as a compliment. The hypocrisy of these people is unceasing. Unceasing. And I don't have time for it. Life is too short to put up with that bull. In on the text line, Bob Star Chamber is a great reference. Well, that's exactly what it is. A kangaroo court. Bobby, I can't wait to hear Shifty Shifty Bang Bang's parody of closed doors interviews. One other thing, Joe, I'm not endorsing violence. Nobody wants to see the kind of violence, much of which, the vast majority of which, by the way, has been committed by leftists in this country. But it's patently obvious that the left has no sense of humor whatsoever. I'm not saying this is amusing or funny. I'm saying this is just symptomatic of the fact that they have no sense of humor. You don't believe me? Look at the evidence that's all around you. Bobby, once again, why do we need 1,000 asphalt workers when the South Carolina governor's not going to pay for it? They're crooks. Who believes this? Bobby, Lindsey can't do anything with his committee right now because he's busy doing Davis Services ads. He's booked. Bobby, Trump is a genius. He found Hunter. And if it's legit, why'd he quit? Okay. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. And when I am, we'll do a little digging into Joe Biden's get-rich-quick schemes, how to pay to play. He wasn't around Hillary for a long enough time that he didn't pick up some tips from the Clinton Crime Family Foundation on how to make public office pay off. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
25 now, 25 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. There has been much discussion about the involvement of not just Hunter Biden, but members of the Biden family for a long time in pay-to-play schemes. At PJ Media, the Pajamas Media website, there was a big piece by Matt Margolis. Joe Biden's family has been getting rich off his political career for decades. By the way, where are the calls from Lindsey and McConnell? Where are the committees being formed to investigate Biden and his connections not only to Ukraine, but Hunter Biden's connections to China as well? But I digress. On Wednesday, The Intercept, that's another website, The Intercept published a lengthy and detailed expose on how Joe Biden's family has financially benefited from his career in politics. While Democrats pursue impeachment of Trump for defeating Hillary in 2016, the Democrats are ignoring a huge problem. When Hunter Biden's career is scrutinized, it clearly shows that he, along with Joe Biden's brother James, has been trading on their family name for decades, cashing in on the implication and sometimes the explicit argument that giving money to a member of Joe Biden's family wins the favor of Joe Biden. Let's go back in time here. 1973, 1 year after Biden was elected to the Senate at age 29, James Biden opened the nightclub Seasons Change with what Politico, referencing contemporaneous local reporting in Delaware, called unusually generous bank loans. When James ran into trouble, Joe, as a senator, later complained that the bank shouldn't have loaned James the money. What I'd like to know, Biden told the News Journal in 1977, is how the guy in charge of loans let it get this far. See, so it's the bank's problem that they gave the guy the money, Biden's brother. The paper investigated, and sources of the bank said the loan was made because James was Joe Biden's brother. James, in the 90s, founded Lyon Hall Group, should have been spelled L-Y-I-N, which lobbied for Mississippi trial lawyers involved in tobacco litigation. Plenty of money there. According to Curtis Wilkie's book, The Fall of the House of Zeus, the trial lawyers wanted James Biden's help pushing Joe Biden on tobacco legislation. In 1996, Hunter Biden started getting involved in the family business of exploiting Joe's position as a United States senator. He got a job at MBNA while simultaneously serving as Joe Biden's deputy campaign manager. MBNA was one of the most powerful corporations in Delaware, a state with no shortage of major companies thanks to its lax tax and regulatory approach, and has since been absorbed by Bank of America. Biden, in the 1990s, was known half-jokingly as the senator from MBNA, though he didn't find it funny. "I'm not the senator from MBNA," he said in 1999. He was, however, MBNA's greatest champion in the Senate. Throughout the 1990s, bankruptcies were on the rise, and MBNA began pushing hard to reform the law to make it harder for people to discharge their debt. 2001, Hunter Biden became a full-time federal lobbyist while staying on MBNA's payroll as a consultant for the next 4 years until Joe Biden's Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act was signed into law. Joe Biden even worked to block an amendment that would have offered bankruptcy protection to people with medical debt. The bill also blocked people from discharging private student loan debt under bankruptcy. Total student loan debt was under $400 billion in 2005. It surged in the wake of the law's passage and is now over $1.5 trillion. In 2006, the Biden family was considering acquiring the firm Paradigm Global Advisors, and James Biden told executives there he'd have no problem bringing in people looking for an in with Joe Biden, who was a U.S. senator at the time. "We've got people all around the world who want to invest in Joe Biden," James Biden told officials with the firm, according to a Politico magazine investigation. Beau Biden, the senator's late son, turned red in the face, telling his uncle, "This can never leave this room, and if you ever say it again, I'll have nothing to do with this." Hunter and James Biden denied the account to Politico, but the magazine stood by it, citing multiple sources who had similar recollections. "We've got investors lined up in a line of 747s filled with cash, ready to invest in this company," a Paradigm executive recalls James Biden saying. In 2014, the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry, Chris Hines, gave Hunter a similar warning. The pair were partners in an investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, when Hunter Biden and a third partner, Devin Archer, were invited to join the board of Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma Holdings. Hines, through a spokesperson, told the Washington Post he strongly objected to Hunter Biden and Archer taking the board seats. Mr. Hines strongly warned Mr. Archer that working with Burisma was unacceptable. Mr. Archer stated he and Hunter Biden intended to pursue the opportunity as individuals, not as part of the firm. The lack of judgment in this matter was a major catalyst for Mr. Hines ending his business relationships with Mr. Archer and Mr. Biden. In November 2010, James Biden joined a construction firm. 7 months later, that firm would go on to win a $1.5 billion contract building homes in Iraq. The company's founder, Irvin Richter, told Fox Business Network that having James on board helped. "Listen," he said, "his name helps him get in the door, but it doesn't help him get business. People who have important names tend to get in the door easier, but it doesn't mean success. If he had the name Obama, he would get in the door easier." Joe Biden's family business of cashing in on his Senate power reeks of corruption in the same way the Clinton Foundation did in the past. Democrats can ignore this all they want, but should Biden become the nominee, you can bet President Trump will call Biden out for it, as he should. 3:43 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let me pass this. Do you have that money, Penny?
Nope.
Let me pass that front page along to you, so we can put it on our Facebook page, and you can peruse it at your leisure. And there's much more. By the way, that Archer character, along with Hunter Biden, they never discussed business with Joe. Remember, Joe Biden said, "They never talked business with me. They never talked about their international deals." And then this picture turns up of all these guys playing golf at some Tony Long Island golf club, with one of the other board members from Burisma. But they didn't talk about energy or anything. No, they just talked about their grandkids and playing golf. Just like Bill Clinton did with Loretta Lynch on the airport tarmac in Phoenix, right? To the phones we go. Walter is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Walter, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Thank you, Bobby. We were to live together in Memphis in 77 when Elvis died.
Yes, sir. I remember it well.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I wanted to call attention to this important day for Democrats.
Yes.
Because today is Columbus Day. Columbus was the first and most important Democrat. He didn't know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was. When he got home, he didn't know where he'd been. And it was all done on borrowed money.
You bet. Boy, if that's not a game plan for Democrats, I never heard of one, Walter.
Okay. Well, it's always good to talk to you and to listen to you, Bobby.
My
You're
pleasure.
Great.
My pleasure. Thank you, Walter. I appreciate it very much, sir. Yeah, it's true. You know, he did it. Columbus did it all with the Spanish Queen's money. But let us not forget, it is also Indigenous Peoples Day, right?
Columbus Day.
Today is Columbus Day.
Happy Columbus Day!
National Indigenous Peoples Day.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Happy Columbus Day, and for my regressive friends who listen to the show just to be able to yell and scream at the radio, happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Be right back here on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:51, 9 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bobby, I yell and scream at the radio and TV pretty often. It is football season, you know. Yeah, I know. And somebody do something about the zebras, will you? About the referees. Guys, could you just swallow your whistle for a while and let them play? Yesterday's underperformance by the Cowboys in losing to the hapless, previously winless New York Jets once featured 7 consecutive plays with a penalty on every play. Who needs it? Also on the text line, Bobby, are white people allowed to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, or would that be considered cultural appropriation? I believe it would. Believe it would. Texter says, Walter for president. There you go. Bobby, Hunter Biden was on the MBNA board of directors at age 21. Most 21-year-olds shouldn't have credit cards, never mind be on the board of a company that finances them. Bobby, if they looked into Hunter Biden's connections to China, they might stumble across Mitch McConnell while they're in there. Yeah. Take a peek at his wife's family's involvement with Chinese companies. Bob, you know, Billy Beer would never have come about had it not been for Billy being the brother of then-President Jimmy Carter. That's right. President Peanut. Bobby, I believe most Republicans would rather Biden's crimes go unpunished than be seen as supporting Trump. There are some who feel that way. Gotcha. Bobby, you know who sounds like Lindsey Graham? Todd Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best. What is that, Moneypenny? Ever heard of that?
It's a TV show.
Oh, TV show. I don't watch that much TV. I swear if they had an argument, you'd think he was yelling at himself. Bobby, I wonder if your previous caller, Joe, was upset when Kathy Griffin was parading around with Trump's detached head. Or was that humor? Yeah. Bob, Joe says a life is a life, but I'd be willing to bet he supports abortion. First caller of the day, by the way, Gene was pointing out how Adam Schiff was running everything through the Intel Committee to be able to keep it undercover, and how they are in an effort to have as little transparency as possible, as reveal as little as possible until they're ready to see what they can dig up or make up on President Trump. are running a star chamber, as I call it, a kangaroo court. Well, the evidence of it exhibited today, Representative Matt Gaetz. This is a guy to keep your eye on, by the way, I think. I think this guy is a up-and-comer in the conservative ranks. Congressman Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, ardent supporter of President Trump, got the boot today when he tried to sit in on the testimony of a former top National Security Council expert on Russia, who is appearing on Capitol Hill as part of the House impeachment inquiry into the president. Gaetz, who sits on the House Judiciary Committee, attempted to attend the testimony of Fiona Hill, a former deputy assistant to the president, but was told that because he was not a member of the House Intelligence Committee, that he had to leave. The House Intelligence, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs Committees are conducting this dog and pony show, so-called impeachment inquiry into the president. A frustrated Congressman Gaetz aired his disappointment to reporters after being told he was not allowed to sit in on the hearing, venting his anger over what he says are selective leaks by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Bullschiff, Democrat, California, and questioning why he was not allowed to be present during Hill's testimony. Gaetz added that the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, the nattering Nabob Nadler from New York, was involved in the impeachment inquiry. "It's not like I'm on agriculture," Gaetz said. "What are the Democrats so afraid of?" Now, I think we all have a pretty good idea what they're so afraid of. They're afraid that, like the big Mueller investigation that they swore up and down for going on 3 years, yeah, they're going to get the goods on Trump. He's colluding with the Russians. He stole the election from Hillary. But Mueller's going to get the goods on bad orange man. And then he'll be frog marched out of the White House wearing an orange jumpsuit in handcuffs. And the lefties will all be happy. Didn't happen. Mueller came up with nothing. No collusion. No obstruction of justice. So they struck out. So now it's phase two of what is obviously a coup attempt. Used to be a silent coup when it was being run by Clapper and Comey and Mueller and all those guys. Now it's all out in the open, though. And this one is going to come to naught as well. Hour number one zipped on past on the Bobby Mac Show. Got an interesting letter today that I'll share with you when we come back in hour number two. Much more on the way here on Monday on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.